Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to try something on the show this morning. It's called Marriage Poker. You're going to have to try and beat my hand at Marriage Poker, which I think is going to be impossible.
Go on. What do you mean?
All right. 617-931-1234. I want to know, how many marriages between your mom and your dad? Okay.
In other words, your mom and your dad were married, then they separated, and
yes,
then each one of them got married, remarried, remarried.
Exactly. Marriage Poker this morning, and I don't think there's any way you beat my hand.
I think you are dead wrong.
You think there are more marriages between two parents,
yes,
than what my parents
are
right
now? I think they're out there, yeah.
I don't think that's possible.
I didn't know someone like Carson could exist until I really heard your stories.
The stories just keep coming. Every once in a while, he gives me one I haven't heard, and it blows my mind.
617-931-1234. So my mom's first marriage is Richard. They met in college. They got pregnant pretty much on a first date in her first semester.
Whoopsies.
And then they decided to go ahead and get married. They thought that was right for them. And within 24 months, I was probably like two, they got divorced. Mm-hmm. So that's my mom to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's marriage number one. Then my mother went to spring break in Daytona Beach and decided not to come back. That's when she kidnapped me and stayed in Florida.
Correct.
She met and married Peter. They were married for a couple of years. All I remember about him is he sold insurance and had lots of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's two marriages. All right. Then there was marriage number three. It was to Henry. The only problem was they did it on a cruise ship after they had just met in the Bahamas.
Of course.
And she was not technically divorced from Peter yet. So when she got back from the cruise, she had to get a divorce from Peter and then convince Henry, who is now sober and not on a cruise ship in the Bahamas, to marry her.
Your mom is so spontaneous.
Because she was pregnant.
Whoopsies.
So that was marriage number three and four, technically, because she had to get divorced and remarry him.
Technicality, but I'll give it to you.
Right. We can call it
no,
three
it's
or
fine.
Four,
Take
but
it.
It's technically it's four because she had to divorce
Indeed.
And remarry the same guy twice. Then there was marriage number five. That is Michael. Michael was the most wealthy of all of the men.
Okay.
He had a lot of money. We lived in a condo in Boca on the beach. I mean, it was a good time at that point.
That sucked when they got divorced.
We loved Michael.
Yeah.
Mom, please don't.
God rest his soul. I think all of them are passed away except for my father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is five weddings just from my mother. Then
She's
there is
a baller.
Right. Then there is my dad, who ended up getting married to Joyce. They were married for like 40 years.
Yeah, long time.
It was incredible. Wonderful woman, married a long time, couple of kids. So I have some half brothers and sisters there. But then they got divorced and he got married to, I don't even remember her name. I don't want to say her name.
We don't like her.
All I know is they were married for all of 12 months and she took half of his money.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, like she changed the way he dressed, like the whole nine yards.
It was out of control. And then we just found out over Christmas that my father did, in fact, get engaged to be married.
Yes. I love his fiance.
All right.
I love her.
Marriage Poker. So that is, Kennedy, that is...
So what's your number?
Eight. Eight marriages between my mom and my dad.
It's unreal.
Heather is from Marlboro. Good morning, Heather. Hello, are you there? Or no, is this Kelsey?
Hi, this is Kelsey.
Hey, girl.
All right, I've got eight between my mom and my dad. How many do you have?
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I just have, I guess, technically six. My mom was married once, and my dad was married five times.
Five times?
Oh.
Five. People just keep powering through.
I just don't know how you have so much time.
No, it's exhausting.
Wow.
What was the longest of your father's marriages?
His current one, they've been married for 13 years now.
So you think this one's going to stick?
Well,
I'm sorry you lose at marriage poker, though. I told you, Kennedy, eight is a big number. Let's see. Heather's from Marlboro. Good morning, Heather. Are you there?
I am.
All right. How many times for your mom and dad? How many times married?
They're both on their third marriage.
They're both six.
Six?
Wow.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
Guys,
I feel like, you know, I've always said I don't know if I want to get married again, but maybe one more time. But after that, I couldn't. I feel like... I feel like there's something I clearly am doing wrong. And why would anyone want to marry me anyway?
To learn about somebody's interests and all, like pretend like you care that's for that lot. Many people.
So, and entire families that you have to like. Right.
So let me ask you this, though. Has this affected the way you look at marriage like it has affected the way I look at marriage because of all this weddings in your family?
I'm not sure. My parents got divorced when I was like 3.
Right.
So,
right.
And then my dad got remarried when I was 7. My mom left. So it was like, I didn't really know her second husband, but she's been married to her third husband now for 35 years.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. It definitely affected me. My ex-wife and I, we had a pretty bad time of it within the first couple of years we were married. And I just kept taking her back because I was like, I didn't want to be young and divorced like my parents were. Right.
So I feel like you really took it and decided to go the other way. In other words, when you met Lana and you decided to make a family here,
right.
You decided everything that happened to me is never going to happen to me or my kid.
I try.
Yeah, but you were literally the best dad I've ever seen.
Well, I can't argue with that. I mean, you're right. Beth.
Let me give you a compliment, please.
Dad,
thank
husband.
You,
it is really hard for me to give you them, so just take it.
All
sit
right.
back, breathe
all,
it in.
We all know Lana married up. Beth. What's the number?
Never mind. I take it all back.
What's the number?
We have 7.
Oh, so close.
Oh, yes.
Looks like you got a royal flush and she just got a straight.
I've had busy parents.
So
that
who
is
was
a lot.
Who was married more, your mom or your dad?
So it was actually my dad.
Yeah.
By 4. So he had 4 and yeah. then my mom had 3. Yeah. 2 when she was very young and then she found my father. And married him, and then they divorced, but she never looked for anyone else.
Well, thanks for calling in, Beth. I appreciate that. I didn't think it was weird. Right? Until I was an adult.
For you, it was just normal.
It was right. normal. But then I said to somebody, I was like, yeah, I think my mom was married and divorced like 5 times by the time I was 18. And they were like, what?
I can't even wrap my head around that. It's
right.
so wild to me.
Yeah.
Somebody asked if your mom changed her name each time. Because I'll tell you
yes.
what, the one time I had to change
yes,
my name, it
did.
Took forever to get
yeah.
it back.
Oh. Yeah. No, for about the first 12 years of my life, I thought my name was Ring Bearer.
Wow, you've been sitting on
that. Oh, I've been sitting on that one for a minute.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.